Baba. Ein in Lukudashus. Kids are stam. Nimmst du all that. Nimmst du Baba, Mumin. Teach is a little bit simple. Repeat performance, word for word, except before it said Olea and Adarim, now it says Baba, Mumin. And the final, the coda of the Mishnah, Kala Mumin, Apostle, the Kohan, Apostle, the Benoshim. So Tosin is the Kasha. Amanash and Lenador. Tamilari, my ear, Amanash, I feel it is Tam Nami. Tobi Perg FLP, Daphne Zion, Gazvin and Shalot, Tohalarusa, Vasistral, Petruma. Zera Misham, Simpon. Now, what does Simpon mean? So Rashi said back on Daphne Zion with base. If you'll take a look under Rashi there. What is Simpon? Misham Simpon. I mean, that Arusa can't eat Truma. Why? Lest the Kiddushin be nullified as Kiddushay Tos, in which case she will have eaten Truma Shalokidin. She's not all can eat Truma if she's married to a Kohen. And if the marriage has no marriage, she's eating Truma illicitly. So what does simple mean to Rashi? It's a Lashon Bittul. It cancels the marriage. Okay? The what cancels the marriage? What are we talking about over here? What? Rashi doesn't say a word. So Rashi says the end. Shema yimatze b'amum v'nimza kiddushay tos u'betelim. It says ochla zara b'truma. So Rashi assumes that the word simple here means mum. Of course, you look at Tosus and he asks the Kasha, the Dibra Masla Menashe ain't allowed in the Dorim. And they're jumping around with the Dorim. I don't say the word v'chule. So v'chule may mean the Kasha is really for mumim. Not from the Dorim. We saw yesterday the same Kasha is found in the Tosus Rid on the Ayin Dalem and Aleph. Take a look again one more time. Amanash ain't but Mumin Bechule. Ay, Simpo. Clearly, Tosus Rid is in the Kasha from Mumin. Oh, thank you. However, in the Tosus himself, it's not completely clear what the question is from. Let's take a look in the Rush and see how he asks the question. I assume Rabbi Simon has the Mara Makomis. That's a good assumption. I hope so.
You have an extra?
I actually have six.
Okay, sorry, but I have one. Well, the Rush is in Simon Yud, and the reason I put the Rush on is to see, not so much the answer, the same as Tosus, what the question is. How is the question phrased in the Rush a bit different than it's phrased in Tosus? Look how he asked the question. Simon Yud. Tema. My print is page Mem Zion. Column 2, line 2. Amai kama mekadesh v'sisha. Amanash ein olea nedorim v'she ein bo mumin. Question of both. I feel the kitchen is tam nami v'sham mumin and v'kudeshes. Now he focuses more about mumin, but the question in the first half of the question, he mentioned the dorim as well. He's got an impression that maybe the mumin is a greater emphasis, but it's a question from the dorim as well as from mumin. So it would appear. So it would appear. Now it's interesting, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he says, it's also in the Maram Mekomas, that the Dorim and Mumim is Chalaninu. Because simple, as Rashi said in the Afternoon base, whatever cancels Kiddush, doesn't matter if it's the Dorim, doesn't matter if it's Mumim, it's all the same thing. Good. So what's the answer to this question? So yesterday we had a chance to see at the end of the Shir, Tosus Rid's answer. We'll start with that first, enough Ayat Dalet, and go back to Tosus. What the Rid answer? Very important answer, the Rid. Very, very important. Very critical. What the Rid say? Yesh Lomar. The Vadai Bishar Mumin Konhani Tanan Shekola Mumin Shaposin Bekohan Aposin Benosh. The coda, the last line of the Mishnah, is not is something which is extraneous. It defines the entire Mishnah. Those, he asked me, Allah Yehud, lo havi kiddushi, yavu mistama havi kiddushi. But they're not such significant Mumin. So there's different levels of mumim. A small little mum, which is possible for a Kohen, that would not cancel the Kiddushin. Come on, big deal. But if it's a tremendous mum, give an example, Recha Peh, Recha Chotem, Makal Sheh Begufa, you have three examples, that would cancel a marriage even without an explicit condition. This is Tosus Rid's Terence. Tosus does not give that Terence. They give two other things. Let's go back to Tosus. Ayin Bezim and Bez, the big Tosus. V'yesh Loma. Let's read very carefully now. But before we read the Tosus, it's important we read the Gemara. We pick up the Gemara, but just to save time, the last line and a half on Daf Ayin Beis and the base. Itma. Kitsha al tnai v'kinsa stam. A man made a kiddushin, stage one of marriage, on a condition. But the second stage, kinsa of chupa, stam. There was no condition made at the time. The tnai is Rashi says ain't another nedarim. What's it in? Rav amar tzricha imenu get. Ushmul amar ein tzricha imenu get. Wow, this is a very important machlokes. It says in the Mishnah, if you make a condition out tonight, ein mekudeshes. What happens with the stage two? A kinsa stam. Rav says she's still ein mekudeshes, and Shmuel says, take that back. Shmuel says she's still ain't a mekudeshes, no need for a get. And Rav says you need a get. Now you need a get with Torah Sofik, with Torah Zvadai, with the Raisa, with the Rabbonim. It's not clear so far in the sugya. It's a bit of a complex and lengthy sugya. We'll go take one step at a time. That's what Rav says. Let's repeat. The Mish is referring to a case where it's Kiddushin without Nisuin, presumably. Called the Rav. But if it's a Nisuin, subsequently a Nisuin Stam, then you would require a get. And the rule of the Mish, ain't a mekudeshes, does not apply. Omer Abaye, and we start Ayin Gilev it up. Lo teim matame the Rav, kevin shekin sastam, achule achle l'tanoi. Rashi. Lo teim akasav Rav achule l'tanoi. Uksuba boy lemeis of law imegarsha. That's not the reason for Rav and Rav says require we get the mechila said tanoi have to pay the ksuba. No. At the time of the Rav, Pishen Odom also Biloso Bilaz Nus. What an important line, Rav also. Critical, critical line. Rashi. At the time of the Rav, then you get the Kasava in Odom also Biloso Bilaz Nus. Ubal the Shem Kiddushin. I feel the Yimotze Alei Anadar. Abel in Mamona Bitsunoi Koi. Shem Yot Yimtze Alei Anadarim Tetze Bilo Ksuba. So he means to have a new marriage, but it's unconditional as far as the marriage itself is concerned. They don't have a bilas nus. However, from the perspective of the money, he wants the original condition to stand, and therefore he's partly from paying a ritsuba. Adka. According to the other interpretation, according to Rashi, there would be a ksuba. We'll see some Tosfos disagrees. Fine. I think we can. At this point, we're able to go back to the Tosfos, even though we didn't finish Rav and Shmuel up at a long shot, but we got a little bit of a basis. Let's try if we can negotiate the big Tosfos on Beis and Beis based on just these few lines in the sugya. Says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, the Rav, the Yom HaVigamora, Kitsha Tanai V'Kinsa Stam, Tzricha Heimenu Get, we just saw, Nokat Kitsha Tanai, Mishum Sefer, Lashminon, the Yafa Gav, the Kitshal Tanai, buy a get. That's a Chiddush Noira. The Kiddush is not a condition. The Kiddush is not fulfilled. Why should you need a get? It's because it's in the Suin. The Taylor is Chiddush Niflum and Noira. They refer to a case of Kiddush on Ala Tanai. But in a Chinami, if a mum is found, the Kiddush will be bottled even with no Tanai. The Gemara doesn't have to debate about Simpon. That's Tosfos first teretz. Ule Shmuel Nami, Nogar Amenas, the Memra, the Becholinia in the Mekudeshes, Afilu Kinsu Achakach Stam, Kedamin the Begamar. We just saw, according to Shmuel, Enes Yuchaget. So therefore, they have to get the Chiddush of Amenas, Shein Olei Anadar. Despite that fact, they still don't require a get. Not exactly sure why that's true, but that's what Shmuel says. Kerabol said, first teretz, it told us was to teach us as chazer again. The question was, even if there's no condition, it's still ein mekudeshes. We gave his parents, it's only by a serious mum. Because no, ein mekudeshes in all cases. So why do you give a case of almanas for one of two chidushim? According to Rav, to teach us, Rabosai, to teach us that even though it's a kitshal tanai, you require a get, once it's kitshal tanai. Called the Shmuel's Paket to teach you that even though there's a kinsa achakach stam, you still don't require a get. So either way, there's a chiddush in the case of Almanas, which has to be taught to us. That's why the Mishnah tells us in the case of Stab. Even though it's true, in the case of Stab, would be Eidim Mekudeshes. One simple, Nachnun Zayinim Ebeitz. Teretz number one. Any questions? I'm just going to push up Shah, both sides. It's a sugya, we're going to spend time on push up Shah. On push up Shah. Okay. Fine. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but just before we get to the second Teretz, please turn to the Korban HaSadol, Os Ayin. I guess you see it. It's an interesting Korban HaSadol. Please turn, it's in the back of the rush. Here we go. Os Ayin. My edition's page Mem Zayin. You recall when the Rosh asks the question, he asks as follows. He says, "Umatzila lemeimar de l'rab nicha, the kaima seifo aresha, to adin b'stam einem b'kudeshes." She would not be married. By the Nogal al Tanai, Shem Sefer, Kinso Stam, Teitze, Shelo, Biksuva. That'll be okay. El Shmuel, the Mefarish, Sefer, Lokoi, Aresha, Amai, Lokoma, Makadish, Isha Stam, Padim, Solana, Dora, Mena, Makudeshes. Now Tosis answered that question. How did Tosis answer according to Shmuel? Nogar Amanas the Meira, the Becholinian Enem Kudeshes, Afilu Kin Sahakakstam, Kidamina Begamara. So why didn't the Rush like that Terence? Says the Becholin of Sanalayim. Velo Nichole the Rush, the Mashakosin of Tosis, the Shmuel, Nami Nogar Amanas the Meira, the Becholinian Enem Kudeshes, Afilu Kin Sahakakstam. Next page, and up in Pemches. Dim Kain, have a Shmuel. The Lerav, Tzarach Lo, the Mekadosh Stam, Mistaber Yosef, the Enem Mekudeshes, Mekishal Tzanah, Mekinsa Stam. So it would be what's called Svaras Chalukas. They're arguing in opposite directions. That's why, that's true according to Tosus, the Rosh didn't like it. That's what the Korban HaSadol writes. Okay, fine. I think we find this elsewhere. Fine. Second Teretz in Tosus. Old Yesh Loma, everyone see it? I'm Yesh Loma.
Why would the Rosh have a problem with them? There seem to be arguing different directions in the Gemara.
No, but precisely opposite directions. Mm-hmm. One extreme to the other, that's...
Well, one says you need to get, one says you don't. Isn't that the exact opposite?
No. The question is, what's a bigger Chiddush? Is the bigger Chiddush in the case where there was an Amanas or where there's no Amanas? You can argue two ways, but Tos doesn't like that Lechat Chid. The Rosh doesn't like it. Odeh Shlomo, the Nei the Shayach was simple. Afilu b'kitchas stam, v'lo tocha b'truma. Yeah, mikol makom tzricha get either b'divrei or midoraisa misafik. Wow, kiddush niflo. Can't eat truma. But not that you're not married at all. It's a shayla. They're a bond and a suffix. That's a chiddush nifliviner. Put the first teretz of Osai. Kiddush velo kinsa. Ain't a mukudeshes. Right? They're not married at all. Where's the idea come from, Rabbi Osai? Where did you get this idea from? A kiddush with a bond or a kiddush in the suffix. So to skip a little bit, it's a mefurash gemara on ayin gimel omud base. If you look at Rabbi Osai, I give a little bit. The first wide line. Omar Rabbo, Sricha, get me the Vreya. Get me the Rabbo. Chist. Rav Amar Tana Sfukim Misafkale. Kabi Yisur L'chumra. Need to get me something. Hence the two suggestions, Rabbi Osai, that Tosus gives over here. And I'm Ayin Beis and Beis. I'm taking from the Gemara Ayin Gilim Beis. Tzvicha get me Devreim over the Reis of Misafik. Nonetheless, Miksuba Lesla L'chuli Alma. I feel the kitchen stam. How do you know? Where there's no Ksuba? They bring a Gemara way back on Daf Ayin Aleph Oman Aleph. Not going to read the whole Gemara. The Gemara proves it. Fine. Moses adds after the proof as follows. V'ha'adun nakat b'masnis in the kinsa. Who are then, believe this or not, afilu lo kinsa b'ayaget. The Rabbanu no misafek. Ela nakat kinsa afilu achi. Less luck suba. That's Kiddush. Will arrive the Mukila Sefer Bekitcha Tanai Bekitcha Stab. Who I didn't have feeling Kitcha Stab, Bekitcha Stab. Also Tate Shalom Bekitcha. And the Naka Kitcha Tanai Lashmina. That feel the Hachi Ksuba Hud La Boya. Hagita Boya. There are a lot of Chidushna being suggested in either direction. Atkan, what Tosa says. Because Tosa gives two Teirutzim. What will happen in the case of what? Kincha stam. And without kincha? Tosus says over here, maybe there's still the Kodesh with Rabban and the Misafik. Why? Nah, he didn't really mean it this tonight. He didn't mean it so much. He's not Makbar on it. He never meant to undo the Kiddushin based upon this condition. That's what comes out according to the second Teres of Tosis, as opposed to the first Teres of Tosis. Fine. Now, we had mentioned, Rabbi Osai, that the Shita Mekubetz is right. We saw it yesterday, that even though the Tosis does not give the Rid's answer, he doesn't argue with the Rid. He agrees that there's a significant mum. Then they're not married. Except, there's a problem with the gradations of the mumim, because the Nedarim is also fairly significant. That's why he didn't want to assume that these Nedarim, that the mumim here could be greater than the Nedarim, so he gave different Terutzim than the Rid gave. But in principle, he agrees. Not only that, look at the very next line of Tosfos. You have Tomar. She might the Perishis, the Kitchen, Stam, Tzricha, Get. So my shna the nitzas islandus answer you get. Why should islandus be different? The answer is to the chalik last four narrow lines. Ben mum the islandus the shamumin. It's much more serious, and therefore we say that you don't even need a get. So it's clearly a kiddushin tos. No need for any get. Okay, that's what it says. Now this nakuda Rabbi Osai. This Nakuda is expanded upon by Rav Moshe. Let's go straight to Tshuva. I mean, it's much later in the progression of the Halacha. But this Tshuva we may have seen, you have to remind me if we saw this a while ago. Yes, sir?
Is Tosus' question specifically on Mumin, or it's also on the Dorim?
The Tosus over here, the Dibra Maskel is the Dorim, the Chule.
Right.
It's not clear what they're asking for. The Rosh says both. The Ritz is only Mumin. Tosis doesn't make it clear. The Dibra Maskel is truncated. It's hard for me to know. Uh-huh.
If you're speaking also about Nedarim, then the differentiation between Mumin won't answer the question.
True. That's a good question. That's a very good point. So Rav Moshe the Tshuva, which I think we've seen this before way back a long time ago, if I'm not mistaken. Long should we carry the whole thing? We've seen a good chunk a while ago, I believe. Okay? Man, that royal Libya. Whole pilpul. Sugam receptor of a comma, which I'm not going to do now. We did it once before. man is ain aror lebia, and he won't give a get. Can we cancel the wedding from the beginning? It's not a wedding, it's just such a big mum. Okay? Now.
Doesn't matter in which way he's
ain aror lebia
or not.
Ain aror, it's a permanent condition that can never, can't be cured. The doctor said everything they can. It's not curable.
I mean, more if it's like a technical thing, like for what, like you won't like
cure
bus or something like
cure
that.
Cure bus, I haven't cure bus. Is that a question of doing something just there?
That's not right.
But that's not sufficient apparently. Let me go a little bit further. Oh, anav dalit, okay, anav dalit. Ne the toises for rosh k'suvas ayin veis. The benimtzes islandis ain't shvicha get after the rabbanim. We just saw it. Alma da mum gedol no tikkel hat shket mistaber she be mum she no yochol livol u mukeshin I can't watch the text u mukeshin I would never get this one u mukeshin vav mem vav shin she nami mum gedolim the rak mach ma ze bitlo a kidushin medina kshem bebal ein la hat shket af mit rabonon but she's a chiddush no get is required. Not the Raisa and not the Rabbanan. No get is required whatsoever. Zero get. Rabbeinu Tam that says you have to have a get with the Rabbanan. So that's a problem perhaps here as well. I'm not going into all the details. And it's like this. Look at these ass. Sure, it's a shayla by islandess. It's a chiddush nifla v'neira, a moshe. Nifla v'neira. It's like this. Why should it be a good marriage by islandess? Why? Why? Why should it be? So the Ramosha writes as follows. Tosh says it wouldn't if he wouldn't have married her. So therefore it's no marriage at all. Oh, come on, I never would have thought it was a crazy idea. So Rabbi Natan says, Mumin Beisha, Shekevan Sheyochol Legarsha Balkorcha, Yesh the Stapik, Shemekitsha Becholofen, Ukshenesso, Boolo, Vada Kiddushin Becholofen, Aliba Derach, Abba Mumin. She bebal she ain biyodol is garish im tisratza bekidushin ain listape klal the vadi after a benetano mistape klal she tisratza the mukashchin v'sheni yochol livo. In other words, he has an easy exit strategy. So we married, it's a big deal. He doesn't like the divorce, but she has no way out. That makes it a much bigger problem for her than it is for him. That's what he says. He tries to bring in riots. Okay, to what island is here a few times? Okay, this is the discussion. Oh. Some Rabbi Rav Chisda say that you perhaps need a get mid rabbanon on misafek. He says it wouldn't apply over here where the mum is in him and she has no way out. Yes, sir.
In a case where either the man or the woman has a mum, can the other side like be mochalar and say like for emotional reasons, like they want to stay married regardless of the mum, can they stay married?
For sure. If you're not makbid, for sure. We'll get to that later on. We'll get to that later on. Okay. So what about the Gemara of Osai on that Ayin, Zayin, Amud Aleph, all the cases where we, in fact, force a man to divorce his wife? We don't say that they were never married. Look what Rav Moshe writes about this. This is towards the very end. He says, island is Vipaskin Shulchan Aruch, you require a get from the Rabbanon or something? That's a Mumisha Be'isha. You know, it's a boss or against the will. All right, it's a big deal. Mumisha Be'ish. For sure, the marriage is no marriage. Hatan, he signs his name. What? A Chiddush Gadol. So if you look at that Ayin Zayin, when you get to this Mr. Shem later, not in the next sheet of Marabah Kamas, there are a whole bunch of Elo, Shekofen, Lahotzi, Mukashchin, etc. That's where these things developed after the marriage. Can't call that a Kiddush Etos. But any cases, Rav Moshe, where if it developed after the marriage, we'd force the divorcer, by definition, if it developed before the marriage and she doesn't know about it, there's no marriage to begin. That's Rav Moshe's klal. I tav le mesef, tav le mesef armelu, that famous expression, Rav Osai, tav ayin heim and aleph, slow me the call on Torah, no.
I'm trying.
You can't find it yet?
I'm trying.
But the answer to the Marashal talks about it. Rav Osai, give a look at the Marashal in Chochma Shlomo, on tav ayin hei. Under the Marashal. It's a sugya which we learned a while ago, we'll come back to it later on. Tema, Amai Tzricha Lemesa, Bekreve, Tepekle, Shehulo Yigashena, Treabal in a Megarashel Nertzono. In other words, the reason why the woman doesn't want to be married, not because of his relatives that she doesn't want to be prohibited to. She wants an exit strategy, a ticket out. Means to swear or to make some financial penalty. At the end, I can't handle it. So he's saying, Yisod over here, the Marashal. This is Rav Moshe's Yisod. It's harder for her than for him because she can't get out on the whim. And he can. Oh. And that's exactly the point. Go back to Tosfos Nine down the base. V'yim Tomar, I'm basement base. V'yim Tomar, Kashif Haradus. According to the Rivosh and the Tosfos Rid, the Kashif Haradus is Kash at all. That's a Mum Chamor. When they answered, what are those answers? The last four narrow lines, Vitzar Lechale, they moved the island is Lishar Mumin. What does that mean? So, yeah, but that's a different kind of a mumin, little on a lower level, on a different. Rabosa, is everything clear so far? Just laying the foundations. Today, she is foundational, going through the sugya. Now, Rabosa, we turn our attention to that Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph. Very important daf, yes, though.
Kedushin Altanayah and Kedushitas are synonymous?
No. They may be similar to each other, but not as certain synonymous. What does Tosa say? Lo Tame or the Rav came in the Kinsa Stamachudach Litnoi, Piyash Bekuntris, Vihelo Ksubim. Rashi said so. Quoted an opinion which is rejected here. Bekosha Ben Yitzchak. Tim came, Mike Omar, Lo Tamo. Pshita Lo Motz of the Mehmahochi. Totuna Behedjib, Masnissin. Kinsa Stam, Tate, below Ksuba. What's the Halamina? It's Mefurish, there's no Ksuba. What's Rashi considered the possibility of Ksuba? It's against the Mishnah. The Nere, the La Pirish, we can answer this question. Tabe Motz of the Ukmi, Masnissin, Bishaloboal. Just Kines, one of the Chuppah. You could have said you only mokel the tonight after the beer, not after the chuppah. That kasha could really be answered. But Tari doesn't like it anyway. Rabbi Yitzchak Pirish, Lo Tema Tama, the Rav came in Shekinsa. Afal Gav the Lo Boal. Achle Litznoi, Tetri Chaget. That'd be it. Parentheses. Umi Uksuba Vare Leso, Kedetama Masnissin. There is no ksum. Elatama the Rab, Mishnah Yosemir Znus, And that means what? Only if it's binyan, not just only chup alone. Who pleaded aula, Rabbi Elazar, double the kamon. The bebal mode kuli alma the tzricha again. Below pleading Rabbi Shmuel ala b'shloboal. Where do ula say that? Enough. I am dalad and manalif. We just finished the sugya. Got 2/3 down. Amar ula bar abba ula. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Hamekadesh b'milva bebal atnei bebal pamosha put the bebal. Divrei kol tzricha imenu get. So what's Tos say over here, Rabbo said, I am Gimel Om and Aleph. Upligar, with this Gemara's argument, Ula, who says, Baal, Kula, Amat, Tzrich, again? No. No. According to this Gemara, enough, I am Gimel, according to one opinion, even if Baal and Tzrich, again. Against Ula. Rabbo said, this is going to the Pashup Shad here in the Tosfos. Pashup Shad. It's interesting that Pnei Yeshua gives its own answer. Let's see if we've got the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has a lot to say about the sugya. On camera, see it all, that's for sure. A lot to say. Pnei Yeshua wants to give his own terrors to this kasha. Kasha Lari. What is that? Nay, the Mastis, and Katana, the Leslik Suba. Hai no dafka, the kitcha, the kinsistam. To behold Armina the Mochil Visover Vikibel why Tika Leva in order to spare from woman able in the dark of riches. Val Korchel Osaka Daite, she is from woman on the Dorim. Okay. The question that becomes, what exactly is the case of the Sefer? Is it Kitchestam or Kintestam? Let's gloss over the Pnei Yeshua for a moment. What he's really trying to say is Baal Peh, it's not so Tosis Pshita. Pshita lo motzi hachi, the mei mahachi. But tam behedim rastis and kinsis tam teitze below ksubim. That's true, it says kinsis tam teitze below ksubim. Can't argue with that fact. But you could say that's kinsis tam, the kinsis tam. So you can say, look, he was never mindful on this. But here's an amazing counterintuitive. If Kitchal tonight, and then less Kitchestam anyway, you say he's mindful, paradoxically. Kitchal tonight, he's even a greater chance he's mindful because he's Kitchestam. That's a Pnei Yeshua's suggestion. The opposite of Avotosis. Fine. Good. Now the question, of course, becomes, Rabbo say, our Suga, and other mostly bilos of bilosnos. I ask you to turn to the Ran, who discusses this at great length. You can see the Lamed Gimel or Tzadi Hey, depends which Gemara you have. Quotes Rashi doesn't like it, so it's a docha. So over here, the right on page Tzadi Vav, it's Lamed Gimel and Beis in the old print. It's the following question. Okay. Let's look carefully. It's an odd print. It's column 2, paragraph 2. The old print is towards the end of the Lamed Gimel Beis. Bechitema. It's a new paragraph for us. Hechi maskin the tama the rabbi shenen also bilas nos. But came a day look suba, akati bilas nosi. Doesn't get enough FOP that the first text list pays less than 200 zuz, so then it's bilas nos. So what are you telling me? In order to avoid bilas nos, he wants to make sure he's married. Not true. Even if you are married, it's bilas nos. Look suba. It's what he gained. Yesh lomar. Doch alav davka bilas nus. Elalome in adam osa bekavanoso biloso bilas nus. On the side it says, a pnuya. Pnuya. That's mean bilas nus. Bilas nus means they're not married. No one wants to be involved with a woman if he's not married to her. A sensitivity that's been lost today, unfortunately, in today's society. It was a basic cornerstone of society for thousands of years. This is the Ron's Terrence. I'm sorry? There's no ksuba, but and even though the Gemara does use an expression, hapoches mi mona is bila snus, don't take that literally. Snus really means a pnuya who's not married at all. Here she is married. No ksuba, it's like snus. It's kiilu snus, not really snus. Because she's married. The Ron gives two other terutz. V'linire, he amina de boal l'shem kiddushin ain't tzorach l'kach. Don't forget this teretz that we saw earlier. Why not? The he amina peregaf al pi the chol apoches the psulim imasayim amana mana. How is it also bilas and bilas those haim of dafka what? The boal lehal yachas shekinsa below ksuba. Nisuin. Avol ze im ein kiddushin or rishonim kiddushin if they to know. How is it who achshav mekadesh bibiya? Lo shamale be mekadesh be biyah shnei biyosas nus. Only she's to mekadesh be kadesh than before. Wow. Ubekama go buchach to the rab. The gemara the hash the arminah the time of the rabbi shnei nosim the nus. So if again government arisa with arminah the article tamayim. We're talking about the case of a ketana. We need to get government of the rats. Ad kanabosai, what the Ran says. That is another, thing in the Ran, which is hard to understand. If you take out the gears, those are my edition, they're two different texts. The proper text we thought was with the ches, bilazus pnuyim. There's an earlier text, which is brackets. Shein adam, shein eloma, shein adam osa bikavanoso. Be'ilaso be'ilas znus. What does that mean, be'kavanoso? Maybe it means you do all that you can. Shouldn't be a bias nus. And if there's no ksuba, because there's a neder, you can't fix it up. You can't help it. I can be muffled at nine. But people don't normally do that. Or, Abosai, maybe this Rani is what the Rajma says. It's unclear what the Rani means over here, Bishop. You have the gears of ches means nus is a pnuya, not married. Anything else would be pretty relatively kosher. But if you don't hold, you have the gears of a kavanaso, the only way to figure this out is to look at the Rashba on this daf. Okay. We can see it in the sheet of the Gobet, so let's try to see it in the Rashba itself, assuming they have a good Rashba. Okay. Oh. The Rashba has a very, very big chiddush over here. Where is it? Oh! Mute me, Ali! Kevin Chain looks subo. Mahoul's there, but Takanoso. If Yeshua and the Dorim, we'll dash, Ki. The Odasi, she knows. Shetete below Shalobit Suba. He said, I'm marrying on condition of the Dharma. What should she have done? Should have said, sorry, Charlie, I have a neder. She was quiet. Charlie thinks she has no neder. She knows she has the neder. She knows full well she's not entitled to a ksuba because then we discover she has the neder. Charlie has no right now. Right? She should tell him. Everyone follow yourself up? Says the Rashba, look at this. Nasi bilos bilas nus. B'chol she bilos as nus. Av bilosos nus. Kolapokes, I feel it tonight. I'm a servant to know Botel, the Isla, the cave of the Yama, Leslach Elamone, Los Samchadaita, Abli Bilos of Ilazus, Alma Mishim, the Los Samchadaita, Havale Bilos So, Znus, Afa Pisha, and Believe the Garsha. As long as it all depends what's in her head, if she's insecure in the marriage, his Bia Znus. Here she's insecure, you know why? She knows she has the Torah. He doesn't, but she does. Wow. Another case. The ksuba got lost. Also, the show said, below ksuba, mission below samcha dat. Afa pish lohe believos a rabbi. Acha baal l'kfor l'ksuba. He was not denying it. He won't deny it as a ksuba. She lost it. She has no self-confidence in the ksuba. V'yei shlomo. The shari hasan. Watch this now. Shehu yodea bo. Shehi ein data someches. He knows. The Eidon Nimserasel, forgive the harsh expression. Elikizona, please forgive the harsh expression. The Kevin Chikain, Afhu Bishasbia, Yodeash Osa Bila Paguma. He knows that she knows. He knows that she knows. He knows that she knows that she's not going to get a ksuba.
How does he know?
So in this case over here, the ksuba is lost, right? But my case, Abel Kanad Rabba, Kevin Shisnima Bekibul Al Atzma, in a sense by her silence, she's in effect saying, I have no Nadorim. Mechashiv Kochoshiv, she ain't allowed Nadorim. Otherwise, she would have told him. Vidato Lebias Mitzvah, he thinks that she thinks. He doesn't know what she knows. Hilkoch, Afu Miskaven Lebias Mitzvah. Wow. Wow. Ella, Shemachmir Al Atzma Yosef. The choshesh liatzma shalatia biyosav yes penuya im shemi yimatzo le'edar. There's no problem with the ksuba because he doesn't know that she knows that the marriage is no marriage. So what's he saying? A chiddush nifla v'nari here in the Rashba. What's the Rashba saying? Bilosos nus depend upon the man, but the man will conduct himself based on what he thinks the woman knows. If he knows that she knows there's no security in the marriage, he'll be, so it's all like one big znus. But if he thinks that she thinks there's security in the marriage, you know, she herself doesn't, is not secure in the marriage. What from him? How can you call it bilas nus in his part? As far as he knows, they know the darim. She didn't own up to it. That cannot be called the bilas nus. Wow. Wow. Comes out, it's an amazing thing. The one that happened, Rabbi Osai, the following Shaila, a couple lives together and they don't realize the ksuba is lost. What would you say? No problem. No problem, because they think that is an objective violation. It's all in their head. That's what, that I found this, I think we have it on the Achronim, if I'm not mistaken. Where is Achronim here? Do they have them all? No, they don't have them all. They have to look at the other version. Kovitz Shurim is here. Subas. Oh no. What O's is it in? Yikes. Somewhere here. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Try this. No, it's before this. Sorry, I'm not sure which mistake I write it down. Oh, I have to erase all these things. This is very important, by the way, but not for this minute. So Reish Mem Dalet. Try this. Oh, I found it, finally. The Ran says, Einosa bekavanos bilas nos. What does he mean? It means the Rashba. Hod the Mikri bilas nos k'she'ein lo k'subo, ne she'ein, he ain't data, so mechas einos nimseras lo k'zonim. Kevin Shikain, I feel your dash should be lost Bruma. Abel Hocha, who's sober, she's a sky man tonight, had also to be less issues. La Madame in Varov. He's the Kamanosa. If he's that, in Shneim Svur, Sheshim Suba, Vitoin, the Bemis Ain Law, Lo Mikri be less nose, Bishoge, the Below Kavan, the Shame's nose, Ekanis a cloud. Well, if he's that, the Irkus Lushtak Suba, the Isha Ain the Yodas, Shenevda, Mutter Lishos Ima. What does that mean? He knows it's lost, but she doesn't. Isn't that amazing? It'll be the other way around. It just sounds like it's like over here. She doesn't know. And what happens if she knows, but he doesn't know? Should also be good. Because he thinks she's not a bilas nus. Very interesting. He's suggesting over here, she doesn't know. He can be with her. I mean, but obviously means he knows, but if he doesn't know, it's no shayla. So if he knows and she doesn't know, it's no problem. And if she knows he doesn't know, should also be no problem, according to what the Rajma said. Only if they both know. That's what comes out. I wanted to show you this in Rebbe Chana.
Doesn't the Rajma seem to imply that if he knows and she doesn't, is it bilusnus?
He knows.
Because the Rashba says it's totally on him. It's his knowledge. But if she's hiding it from him, then it's okay because he didn't know, because he had reason to assume that she would tell him if she knew.
Right.
But if he knows and she doesn't, then it's still totally on him. He knows.
Yeah, but the case is giving over here, it's got lost. She doesn't know. Obviously, she does know. He still thinks it's mutter. But the Chana writes that. You're not sure.
I'm not sure.
He still has an obligation. It's her knowledge. That's critical here because she shouldn't. She's the one who has to take care of the
subject. Exactly. So she doesn't know. He thinks it's okay.
Right.
But the Rashi is standing the way around.
He's
part.
Anyway.
So I'm suggesting the Rashi holds it only if they both know. If they both know, this is a bilas nus. But if he knows and she doesn't know, so she thinks it's a perfect BS. So he also has to conduct himself in that fashion. That's what he's thinking. That's what you're saying.
Right.
And for the other way around, if what? If she knows, but he doesn't know,
well,
there's no issue because he thinks it's a perfectly valid. So I think that either way.
That's Persian Rashba.
Come on, right. This, I'm just pointing it out to you. Very good. Rabosai. Oh. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Sheet of Mekubetz. Yes? Do you have these on links? Can we get that? Sheet of Mekubetz? Yes, we can. Baruch Hashem. Let's look for the Rivash. Rivash. Same kasha. Came and this looks super. My honey lakes. I can't even listen to Bilas Nosi. Right? I think it should be Kevin the less lakes super. It's a mistake. Baruch Hashem, thanks. I brought a real honest to goodness most of our cook sheet of the Kubetzis. This, I think, is the top of the line. And there are others in the first program. I think, as far as this program, I don't know if any of them got this far. So I think the top of the line sheet is the most of our cook. Let's see if we can find exactly what we just found over here. It's a typo? No. Okay, but it is not so. Obviously, I'm going to make a mistake. His look, Suba. I thought you were going to be less look, Suba. Whatever. I guess it means that they were supposed to be a Suba and doesn't have any. Bien Shloma. Lav Daka Bilas Nus, El Bilas Pnuya. We saw that in that one girsa in the Hagos v'tziyunim? V'ha adifle. This is much better than Pnuya. True that there is no, it's called Iznus, but it's not really Iznus. Not really Iznus. Now the question now becomes, where do you go with this? If it's only Pnuya is a problem. This is going to be an interesting question, Rabbi Osai. An interesting question. How far do we go with this sugya of Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilasnus? How far do we go? How far do we go? Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Mefarshim in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch and Mefarshav. Mefarshim. The very first one is Avne Miluim. You write a sefer like that, you're always number one in the Aleph base. You write a sefer, start that way. It's good for you to be the number one. To make it have a name even before Avne Miluim. If you can figure some kind of a name for your sefer. That's before Aleph base Nun. Maybe come up with something or other. So, Avicha or something like that. So finally, you could be number one in the.
Somebody just named Abaye, then it would be easy.
Whatever, I'm not going to give suggestions. You pick your own title. First, write the Sefer, though. That's a little bit more difficult than the title. Okay. So, the Avni Malun in Simon Lamed Gimel comments on this. Slowly over here. I mean, see if we can find this Rana Rivash. Oh, here we go. Called Shiva Kubetsis. Keva Ja'ein Lo Ksuba. It should be less. Why is that? Again. Maho Zeh B'takanoso. Bilas Nus. Afal Pi. Right? Yesh Loma. This is the Rashba. The Shani Hoso. Shu Yodea Bo Shihi Ein Data Son Mechas Ein Demselos Lo Lekhi Zoyna. Keva Nishakein Afu B'shaz Bi Yodea Shoh Sam Bi Yodea Pagumo. Aba Kan Adra Abak Shihi Hisna V'kibla Alatsam Mechashev Kochoshiv Shein le nedarim, v'dat le bias mitzvah. Look, who miskal le bias mitzvah? Okay. Machmir. Don't want to be a pnuya. Fine. Miu. I'm trying to find over here that I'm going to. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, in the case of a nida? Nida. Rivosh says, in the case of a nida, then we cannot assume another most of Bilos of Bilos. So we're kidding, this guy doesn't care about Averis at all. This guy's not much bold nida. Nida needs a chorus. So the Rivosh says, in the situation of nida, there's no assumption of an Adam also Bilos of Bilos. Very, very important. You see, imagine how important this is with civil marriage cases, etc. Or non-Orthodox marriage, and we'll get to it later. Rivash and Simon Vav. One second, please. Hold on, please. Oh, but old. How do you like that? So according to this, any woman who's not keeping taras mishpacha, so we're not from not keeping it, for sure not. There's no problem of their being married because they're not being those loose. He doesn't care about neither, which is Goris. He doesn't care about this, the relatively shvacha iser of what? Of Penuya. So writes the Rivash. But the question, of course, becomes, does everyone agree with this? How the Meluim get a somewhat of a different... Let's go back to... You have to show me, help me look and find this. He quotes the Rivash. Help me, please help me. Where's I passed it right?
Oh no, I'm trying to Rashba.
Help me find it. Talks about Nida somewhere. What do you see, Nida?
The fourth last line in that big paragraph of the Nida.
Okay. Abba Benida, the Banishim's Nus, Banishim Kiddushin, Yisua Shavar, Keva the Yisua the Avad Avad, Aminan. So the Indian Zed, they not the most blessed Nus, Koi, the Cheskasel Koi, the Choshed of Arechot, and the Choshed of Aracher. Oh, he's saying against the Rivash. Against the Rivash. Yes, Nida, he can't control his Yetzahara. I should have an additional reason to be living out of marriage, understand? I both say we're living in 2015. Out of marriage has become so popular, Achmon al-Latzan is maybe more popular than in marriage. Shem Yishmo Birach. But I'm old enough to remember a time when on my block in Queens, when I moved in, there was only one other front person on the block, and mostly non from Jews or Goyim, but everyone was married. People only had one wife. And then play around, as far as I knew anyway. So there was some family values. So a guy says, Nida, it's an antiquated taboo. But to live without a marriage, he said, I want to do. So I think Luba suggesting, based on what we just saw, that, you know, we saw the expression in the sheet of the Gabet says, V'ha odifle. Let's see it one more time. That's a key line. Of course, the question, that's the Rivash. Here's the Rivash. It's the same person. The Rivash is the one that says, Zanida, can I apply not to be less nos? And here, oh, where was it? I lost it. Where was the Rivash? Rivash. Where was it? Come on. I lost it. Come on. Do another rewash. Oh, rewash. Here he is. Rivash had it before. I guess I've been passed away. Yeah, I grew up all too fast. Why can't I find myself? Did I pass away? Where? There's an expression that the Rivash had which you didn't see anywhere else. The ha odifle. Even though without a ksuba, it's considered to be less nos. I read it to you. I just disappeared again, of course. This is the Rashba, as we know. This is the Rashba. The Rosh. Oh yeah, here it is. Labdavka bilas nos, elabilas penuya, the ha odifle, which means that he'd rather have a situation where he's in violation of Kilu Bias Nus as long as he's not single. So Abdi Malunus is based upon that, even if she's a Nida, he'd still rather have a situation where she's not single. Against the Rivash. Which is once he doesn't get my Nida, he doesn't get anything else. That's not what Abdi Malunus suggests. Karabosai, keep this in mind. A very, very, very important yourself. Very, very important yourself. Now this is
would you apply the Avnei Malum today?
People don't care about anything today, unfortunately. We'll have to get to that. People are not firm, don't care about anything. We'll have to discuss today at length. What's the status of civil marriages today? Do we apply an Avnei Malum or not? Rav Henkin says, yes, every civil marriage is married. Civil, reform, conservative is a disaster of Henkin's shop. Would create mamzerim by the thousands, maybe tens of thousands. That song will be followed. We have to explain why our Moshe is so much against him. We'll see. We're just warming up, Rabos. Just warming up. We're going to go through things very slowly and methodically because it's very important. Pischei Tshuva, Rabos, I said something in Eben Ezer. It was Kiddushin. Simchavav. Einal Esnus. Look. Come on, it's just nothing. Just because they're within the same room. It's just because of us. V'ein'lo ma'adahacha im darim ha'b'lo k'subo. K'ribo na'cha ponim yisurik alo da'b'lo k'subo. Eshlo amina be'en osmas nus. Ze'eno. Based on what the Ran says. And the Rivosh. Dafka ve'er gemura. Shlo tabla l'nidasa lo amina ne'en osmas nus. Abisa ne'rabon alo da'b'lo k'subo v'lo bracha. Shabra amina ne'en osmas nus. Ze'eshlo yabal yisa d'araisa. Lord, there is a below kiddushin. At kan devarav. Look at this line in the Pesukei Tshuva. It has to be that way. Why? Because baal hashem kiddushin rechachamim also the kaddish bebia. Because the tata is asri. I don't believe this. To the kaddish bebia, it's also not allowed in the rabbon. The tara says that's a minor violation. A minor violation, and without a tshuva, it's also a minor violation. Sure. Okay, Rabosai, let's open the Gemara again. This time to the Rush. Then we're back in line 2 in the Mount Makomas in Simen Yud Aleph. The Rush, end of Simen Yud Aleph. Again, we're jumping a little bit ahead, but I wanted to show it to you now, and then we come back to it later. We have to discuss this sugya. We'll see in great detail as we go, and you have to be prepared, Rabosai. But tomorrow, for those who don't relate, Shia 9 a.m. Everyone can get here? Hope so. Stay out of the Shemaya. Watch this. In my print, this page, Mem Ches, column 1. It's the faint print on the bottom after the bold print ends. Behold the Kaimala. Those have the old print. It's near that Gos Ushri. Okay? Somewhere near there. Behold the Kaimala. In other Muslims, Nus. Ubal Hashem Kiddushin. Mashem mitov pirish Rashi, mitov divya tosefta. I'd like you to find a tosefta for me. Rashi, I'll find for you. Find a tosefta. Make a deal. I thought the new conditions would have it to give all the marma kumps. They don't tell you where. The kiddushin gemurim. Vada. V'im kitcha acher ena tzricha get misheni. V'chein mistaber. Do biktano diyein bilos o bilas nos mamish. Do ish the yimid rabbanon. Filochi, I'm around the ball, Hashem Kiddush, the Gemurin. But it's Shulget Misheni, stop here after. It's my mistake. We didn't see the Gemurin yet. I jumped ahead. I thought I was jumping ahead, but I jumped ahead too far. Keep one hand there in the Rush, and one hand in the Gemara, Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph. We'll be left off. Says the Gemara. Hoplige Bechadazimna. What's Rav saying? The argument about Inhibulus. It's an old story. Ditma. Tana. Shalai miyana v'gigdila ima v'nisa is to somebody else. What does it mean? She's kedushin derabbanan. You well know her father died. Now the mother of brothers marry off with derabbanan. She can get out through miyun, special takana, but she didn't do miyun. Now she turned 12. Mazel tov. They celebrate the 12th birthday with bia. Great celebration. Okay. Now she went to a bas mitzvah party with one of her friends. And she met a guy who's more tall, more dark, more handsome, more rich. And she decides, I'm chucking the first guy. I'm going to move to the second guy.
Wait, does she think she's married to the first guy?
Oh, and she marries the second guy. Rav Amar, hey, Tzricha, get me Shane. What are you kidding me? Rashi says, Tana Yisomo, Shalom, Miana, Bekatnusa, Vigdila, Bole, Avakach, Miana, Mima, from the Venices to somebody else. And she'll get me Shane. The Chigadla, Bole, Avashem, Kiddushin. The Odehu, Shane, Kiddush, Ektana, Klum, Mizma, Daraisa. That's what Rav says. No need to get the second guy. Shmuel amat shvicha get misheni. Rashi. The call out boel al das kushin. Are we shown in boel? Yeah. Hi, it's a Mishnah Shlema. She says, through the sheni. Get me a boel mine. Because that's on the dinder abon. Rav samin da raisi. Mishim dechi boel mishim tagdil. The shen kedushin boel. So stop right here. Let's go back to the Rosh. Now, what do you see over here, Abosai? ain't shricha get me sheni, according to the opinion of Rav. That means it's bevadai. Ain't also be less loose. 100%. Because if it would be 90%, you'd have to have a get from the second guy too. Just play it safe. Says the Hele Garosh. Nochamol. Nochamol. Temistaber the Biktana shem be less loose. Mamish, no yishno himid rabbon and afilach yom of Rav. The bolish and kiddushin, the murin. But it's still get me sheni. Kosh gein ocho. That would be a mamish, a bolish and kiddushin, the murin. Shem it's feel get me sheni. So says the Rosh initially. That's how Rosh and Tosef to say. For isi min agdolim shediktiku min de karmina hamekadesh al tnai ubal sricha get mashma shetsricha get lo tzia min asafek chem min de kaamar lo hoyu b'koach ben chachamim lo tzia b'lo get. Now where's that expression? We haven't had that yet. Sricha get, we had the last line in Ayin Beis and Beis. Where's that expression that he's talking about? Lohoya Koach? Ayin Dalid Omun Aleph, Rabbi Osai. An Ayin Dalid Omun Aleph. Towards the bottom. Tosis Gemara says, Hamakash at Naya Baal, Sricha Meneget, Say a Maisel of Lohoya Koach, Bechachamim, Lotzia Beloget. So I think, yeah, they can't do it, but it's only Bisafek. Otherwise, it wouldn't have an expression. They don't have the power to get it. What mission is the condition of Gemurin? That's what those who were arguing on, but we quoted from Rashi and Tosef, that we called basically Mordechai and Gimel. Wow. Mash Mashin Estab the Bedover, who be suffering the Rots Latira. For Roy, La Hachman, La Tzricha, Get Mishneim. U Viktana. What about the Viktana? O Dom Yodea, Shein Kiddush, Viktana, Klum. U Miyad, Yishe God, Lahu Bola, Shein Kiddush, and Gemurin. And therefore, ain't sure to get me sheni. Aval hocha, have a spanko. Shem ohoya sover, shetanai kayo. Vulo niska livul Hashem kiddushin. And therefore, it's only a question of suffix. Period. As an aside, vod arminan nabol Hashem kiddushin. Hailet beshika eide yichud. Darminan, hein, hein, eide yichud, hein, hein, eide bia. Otherwise, it's kiddushin below eidim. Ad kan rabosai in the Rosh, here in Simon Yudalf. Here in Simon Yudalf. Now, rabosai, there is a Hagosa Ashrit, which should have been in the Marah Makamas, my omission, here in Simon Yud Beis. What does it say over there? It says like this. It says, it could be a case we don't need to get, even though it's beer. What's the case? Impirish behedya shalote bias kiddushin afilin yin get im lo yiskai matanai v'kafle l'tanai kidin atanai einot tzricha get. There can be a case where the rule of another bias nos does not apply. Namely, he says explicitly, I don't want to be married under this in the situation. That's how Gosh Oshri says. Does everyone agree to that? Take a look again. I should left this out. Shulte Gibora Rabosai Lamid Dalid Omud Aleph in the old print. In the new print, please take a look. In the new print, page Sadi Ches, I believe. It's a Lashon Riaz. Everyone see it? It's in Tzadi Ches, the first new paragraph. And it's in Lamed Dalin Amar Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, where it says, I think it's Beis, where it says Lashon Riaz. I'm not sure if maybe it's Sifkot and Aleph, I don't know, it may not be a Beis. Lashon Riaz. Bo'al Reza Mekudesh is Kiddush and Gemurin. Gemurin. To the Kiddush al Tanai, Ubal al Tanai, Oma Beferish, Hareni Bo Alayach Amanash, Ein Alayach Mumin, O Nidorim, O Al Tanayach, God Amanash, Yir to Abba, Afo Pishal Arotso, Ab Mekudeshes, Pishain Odom, Osu Bilos, the Bilas Nus, Shereza Tchilas Bilos, the Shemishas Arsa, Tashi Ista Kosovar, Shlo yavru altno. Leficha rafa pishlo neskai matzari iaf shlo levatul bilas hakiyishus. Reizu b'kudesh, sense of machlokas between who and who? And I go, so she should give barm. If you say, but favors, it's only at the time that I don't want it. Does that work or doesn't it work? Hagosu seems to say that it does work, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it does not work. It does not work. Wow. So what appear?
So I think Yibarim is saying that if he is giving a case where he wants her not to fulfill, it sounds like he wants her to fill the Kanaya. Isn't that
yeah.
What Shulchan says?
Afal Pikein doesn't help. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Doesn't matter.
But he wants her to fulfill it. Not that
he
wants
her, but if she doesn't, then she's with her anyway. The Pella. Can't help it. No one wants to be living with a woman who's not married. Tanaya, no Tanaya. It's just Lachatchila. Not Likuv. That's what it would appear. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. We saw before, Rabbi Osai, Our Tosfos. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. What did Tosfos say? That our Gemara is according to Abaye, who pligi Aula, who says, Bibam or the Kuliyama that you can get. Below pligi Rabbi Shmuel and Bashalom Boal. No. Abaye says the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is by Boal. Rav says you need to get, and Shmuel says, no! Against Ula. Now if you look, many of you have in the back the Tosfos HaRosh. So please keep one hand here. Those who have the Oz Gadol, I think many of you have it. Tosfos HaRosh. Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Ula pliga dabai, with sfirei de mebala fi de shmuel moda. That's what Ula thinks. That's what Ula thinks. Okay, that's what Ula thinks. Oh. Now, Rabbi Osai. Shared the line before. Here we go. The Tosfos HaRosh says it's about the halfway out, not Dibur, the first Dibur I've given. Listen to this. Well, look what it says. I read it to you. Those who don't have it can hear it about Pen. Ula argues on Abaye. Uvikinsa stam velo boal pligi. No, but why does Rav say tzvich get him velo boal? Zok the rush. Close the rush. The Rav sova kinsa nami stam velo boal tzvich get. You know why? Dachule achle litznoi. Why? Shagalo nichale davi chupa di sura. Kedashkan the pivamas peres 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 shamai. Ain't tonight been Nisuin. That only would be a. Even Nisuin. You don't want to have a chupa de Yisur, which could lead to be Asnus. This is according to the opinion of Ula. But according to Abai, going to Tosfos, there could be Yesh tonight been Nisuin. Either Gemara is preferish fakert, Yavam is not kuv zayin. That Gemara goes according to Ula. Wow. Fine. Now I'm going to say that Gemara in Yevamos of Kuvzayin is a very important Gemara. And if you look back at the Shita Mekubetes, I think we'll be able to find this for the Rashba in Yevamos. The Rashba and Yevamos. If not, we'll get it from the Rashba himself. Let's take a look. Let's see if we find Rashbas here. Look for all Rashbas. Rashba. כן? לא. This we saw, this Rashba. This we saw. Hikshu b'toisves to be a vavas break b'shamay t'nan b'shamay omrim en b'man en el arusas ramina v'gamora omar av yudha mashmu my time at the b'shamay fish ain t'nai b'nisuin. Look at, we have one hand in the Rashba. What, let's look at our Chus Kediva goes to our own toisves. Toisves akash b'im toma Hoch am Mashmah, in the middle of the narrow lines, and I'm going to have top dose. We're going slowly, Rabosa. Just going, plodding our way through the sugit. Hoch am Mashmah, to the Shmuel, at the Baal B'Nas Nus, V'yeshnai, the Nisuin, Yevav Mesaf Kuv Zayin says, no! V'yeshame, we made Meman and La Rusas, Ramina, V'gamar, Rav Yudah, Mar Shmuel, my time at the V'yeshame, the V'yeshnai, the Nisuin. The Amrit Nisua, Tumayin, Oso, the name, V'yeshnai, the Nisuin, Amos of Shmuel, the ain't an ibn isuin, the base hill on amilo pligi. Elevish of the sari, the lekal, the migzad, the maid, the yadid, the sultana, the rabbanan. Avalo modu, the ain't an ibn isuin. Gvalt. Gvalt. Here the Gemara says, Shmuel holds. Hold the ball, be less loose. For the opinion of Abaye, and yet the Yevamos comes out as fakert. Ain't nami nisuin, impossible. So Rivon changes the girsa. Rav, over read the whole clue. The Rava, number the Kamon, and number Beis. The whole complicated story. The O, the first wide line. Hasan Park, Nichos from the Chuba, Vol Nivola, Michael the Meimar. Ubashala fish ain't night be chupa. What do with that? The tirits rabbeinu yitzchak da baye lo have a beforeish tama de beis hillel. Mishum de mei de yadi, as it says in the Yevamos Daf Kuf Zayin. And the mishum the yesh tanai be nisuin. That's what Abaye would say. How the Gemara there? The sugya the hosom ke'ul omer abalot ala kamon. Have a cash at night with the ball, they are called to him and again tonight when he's so in. What's a machlokas amaroim? What is the possibility of tonight when he's so in, yes or no? Abaye says yes, and Ula says no, and the Gemara in the Sechti of Amis, Daf, Kuf, Zayin, Amun, Aleph, goes according to Ula. Ad Kaka Bosai, Tosis Terrence, a technical Terrence. Very nice Terrence. But the Rashba in Yevamos is a lumdish attempt. This is critical. Look what he says. Tirat Rashba b'chidush of Sham Yevamos. The Hasan Yevamos, listen carefully. Lav tonight amanah shein alech alayach nedarim omumen b'machlokas Rav Shmuel kama. Ela tonight shall rotzon b'yalma kama. Ukilu histo yibiyera v'oleh ha-mekach imlom kama. The Zuvadai Bilas Nus, the Osel Chuleyam. Wow. Wow. This is such a powerful terrace. They're both saying it's so powerful. You see, it's so critical, this Rashi. What's he saying? Depends what the Tanai is. If it's a Tanai, which is based on a fact, look, either they're on the Durham or no Durham, they're on movement or no movement. It's out of his hands. He's not playing with a lady. He's not some kind of a Don Juan, wants to abuse her. He's saying, I want to marry you, but I want no movement. If she has, she should have opened her mouth and said, I do have movement in the door. What are they? Go into the details. Yes or no to get married. She keeps quiet. So. But the case in the Sefti of Amis is a condition which is based on what the particular individual wants. You like it, you don't like it. That's the Gemara, I'm also about me. Let's just show the Gemara itself, just to see what the Gemara says, since we quoted the Gemara, saw what Tosis quotes it, we saw the Rashba quotes it.
That Gemara has a different context entirely.
let's take exactly. Let's
and,
take,
and
let's look.
No stronger evidence of her intent than marrying somebody else.
1 minute. How come Yavamis is not here? The Yavamis is son. My eyes are not here. Yavamis is here. I can't see him. Kuv Zion, right? You see the Gemara for a second. It's a short piece of Gemara. Old Daf is pretty short. Beisharamim Mimani El Arusis. Beisilarim Arusis and Mesuas. Om Rabbi Yishmo, my Tana Beisharamim, ain't Tanai Benisuin. Once there is Nisuin, there's no more Tanai. So there's no more Tanai, there's no more Mian. In the Suah Tamoin, also the Meme, Shmai Benisuin. Next to Chuba Michael Meme, ain't Tanai Bechuba. Also, Av, Lopluk, Beisilo, made the Yadi and the Suah Tanai Rabbananinu. Fine. Rabbi was with Havayu, Tan Beshamay, in order mostly be lost of Bilas Nus. Now, Rabosai, what's the case of Miyun? She can decide on a whim whether she wants him or she doesn't want him, just like that, for no reason. Why? I don't know, he burnt a scrambled egg. So whatever crazy reason she wants out. Any relationship which depends upon a whim, that's called Bilas Nus. This is so critical, Rabosai, for the following reason. The following reason.
Even if they have like a good like marriage contract,
maybe they. Well, she decides she doesn't want, she wants out. Watch this then in the Ramah, in Eben Ezer. Such a critical Ramah. We discussed, I think, many months ago, I believe. I'm not sure we did or didn't. See some, if you remember it. Kuf Nun Zayin, Rabosai. Kuf Nun Zayin Siv Dalet. Watch this. Hamekadesh Isha V'yesh Lo Ach Mumar Yochol Lekadesh L'Hasas B'Tznai Kofel Shem Tipo L'Fnei Amumar L'Yibum Shlotei Mekudeshes. We did back in that Mem Zayin. Am I correctly spoken by this? Back the first daf. I mean, after the whole introduction to Ksuba, we started that Mem Zayin. That's what we saw that time. We talked about this case. Came along certain rabbis and said, you know what? We solved the Aguna problem. He'll marry in a condition. If she gets a civil divorce, they're not married. What's the difference here? It's not Bilas Nus. Shnei Tshuvas Vadon. Number one, what I always thought was, this can't happen until he's dead. What happens? If he dies with no children, then we say that the marriage is no marriage. No time in his lifetime can we say with certainty that the marriage is no marriage. Because number one, even if he's older and she's older and not having any kids anymore, maybe she'll die first. They'll give her a divorce first. Anything can happen. It's never going to be a... But opposed to... So it can't be certain, Rabosai, that there's a bit left tonight until he's dead. So if man can't be alive and watch his wife marry somebody else without a get, can't handle it. Here he's dead. This is the story of the case in Tzfat. But they wanted to say the guy's in a coma. He's not going to see anything. It's like he said he's dead. I found out all the details. But number two, according to the Rashba, it's much better. Don't be so drastic. If you would assume that a Tanai can work if it depends upon a particular fact which is beyond the control of the parties, if she has a moment, no moment. She has a net, she has no net. Matter of fact. If you'll say if she succeeds in getting a civil divorce, that's a whim. It's a whim, according to the Rashi and Yevamos Kuf Zayin. That's called Bias Nus. That's called Bias Nus. Oh. Rabosai, I want to discuss just one more thing, and that's the end of the Tosfos. The last few lines. I only have another 5 minutes to go. The end of this long Tosfos. V'im Toma, the last three lines. Hey, salka daitach lemeimar the kintza below boal. Dachul yachul it's noyet shichaget. Kev of the kintza al tnai shein alein the dorim. Vay alein the dorim. If kein enem ekudeshes. Uma moal afili yimchol at tnai. Achakach. Im lo yachzi vikat shena. Hey, wait a minute. If you make a condition, it's not satisfied, the deal doesn't go through. Yui chupa kona nicha. Okay? Until chupa ena kona matzim lemeimar. Dibishas kidushna yadat alakach. From the very beginning, he meant that if he goes through with the chuppah, he is moichel the tanai. He is moichel the tanai. Moichel the tanai. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. Now, the Ran is a very, very important text. The Ran says like this. Any condition which I make to my benefit, what I really mean is that I have the right to say the condition is unfulfilled, the marriage is off. But I have the right to say, I don't care. Let's take a look in the Ran. Right? The Ran is very important. Please, for a minute, the Ran. Same page as we were at before. Here we go. Page Sadi Vav in our print. I think it's Lamed Gimel and Beis in the old print. The Fichach Nira Li. Rabbi says it's in the middle of the paragraph, which starts towards Ve'ein in our print. On the end of the fourth line of that paragraph. You have the old one, I can't tell you where in the world it is. Somewhere in that. I hope you find it. The Fichach Nira Li. The Zoom Ipnei She'oma, the Believer of the Scottish Law, Hura Kocha. Ve'ein Yichol Olimcho. What's the case over there? She's that. She's rich, she's poor. Ilu Hisnesa Lahana Asa. Any condition for her own benefit. Here's if you're rich. Shekidush netluyin in my print lidata in the brackets. Misharishona chetirim takpidim lo takpid. Avozu. This other case. Shemisharishona hoisim akpedes. Afa became histasa. Came in the dvarim shebaleven in dvarim. This battle ki the sheli alter. Shadola hanosa histasa. Tonight great oil. It's for my benefit. I have the right to say that I don't care. Very, very important. Very, very important. However, it's important to understand this only works if you say it at the very beginning. As soon as you find out, that's when you say it. But if you say it later on, forget it. Maybe more later on. It's too late. It's too late. Very, very important. You have to say right away, as soon as you find out, miyad, right? You say, I don't care. Very, very important. Well, both sides, this is a yisod. We're out of time. It's also a yisod. I like to go late. We'll stop here. Shia tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We're just going further into sugya. Amid Hashem, Wednesday and Thursday will be shia from remote. Regular times, I hope.